A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 6. The crew of the Tin Sparrow have arrived on the desert planet of Tatooine to run a mission for Verbok's cousin, Mardosh Pox. Upon landing, they are greeted by Mardosh's right hand, a Rodian named Drisk Teo, who then led them towards Mardosh's fortress built into his pride and joy, the Mos Espa Pod Racing Arena. Along the way, the team was ambushed by thugs from the Exchange, a criminal organization rivaling the Hutts. After dispatching the thugs, and Chub Rub lined his pockets with meat, teeth, and ears, the crew continued their way towards the arena. As they wait to be greeted by Mardosh himself, the crew enjoyed some of the pod racing finals, some placing bets, Kale going as far as stealing 2,000 credits from his father's account to pay for their losses. An hour passes, and Mardosh is finally ready to see the crew.
So you guys are standing there and, you know, having fun watching the races with everyone, and Drisk comes up and he's like,
"All right, guys. He's ready. He's Mardosh is waiting for you guys up in his meeting room. So just follow me."
So you guys follow him. He takes you to an elevator. It takes you up into, like, where it looks like remember where Jabba was in Phantom Menace, where he's up there. It's like you're going up to that area, kind of like the big, the box area where his, like, residence is. They take you through some doors, or he takes you through some doors, and you're led into, again, just a kind of a big room. And once again, there's a hut, and he's up on, like, a little pedestal thing above you, and he is fat. This dude is a fat, fat hut. He's the fattest hut you've ever seen. Like, you're not entirely sure that he can even, like, slide, like, or move, right? He's just a big old dude. Yeah.
Hello, fellas.
Oh, my God.
My name is Mardosh Pox, and I'm so very happy to meet you.
Speaks English?
My boy, I speak basic.
Wow.
Well, I know it's a very, very rare feat for us to speak basic, but my man, it's...
I was excited to speak to you in Hutties.
Well, I'm sorry to... I mean, we can. But I want these other people to listen, so...
You like butter?
Oh, boy. Bantha butter is the best. In fact...
And he pulls out... He's got next to him... It's like... It's a tub of butter.
I
can't believe it's not Bantha butter. Tub.
Oh, nice.
And he plops it down and he's like, "Oh, man, I put this shit on everything."
Hey, you wouldn't happen to have any brothers, would you?
Oh, do I?
Do you have Butter Brothers?
Oh, we do. Me and my brothers, we call ourselves the Butter Brothers.
Yo, man, can I taste some of that?
Bro, hell, come on, everybody dip into this.
I'm going to pull some meat out of my pocket and just dip it.
Okay.
Yum. Yum.
This is some good shit.
Bro, that's the best. Man, right here on Tatooine. So, my cousin Verbok sent you guys to me to help me with a mission.
It's going to be very hard to get through, guys. I'm sorry. We'll do it.
You're
just
going to have to
do it together.
Just bear down.
So I'm setting up my own criminal empire here on Tatooine. I've been very successful here with the pod racing. I've made a lot of money, and I want to expand. What I need you guys to do, tomorrow morning, like when the suns rise, I need you to go, and you're going to meet an engineer of mine. He's a kid. He built some of those pod racers you saw out there. He's a phenomenal mechanic. He's built these land speeders that they can hold a lot of weight, and I need you guys to take a ton of spice, and you're going to take it to Mos Eisley.
Running.
Like a metric ton of spice?
It's like every single one is carrying like a metric ton of spice. It's a lot. There's also some booze.
And some death sticks
and spice. It's... we're setting up shop in Mos Eisley. I'm opening up in a cantina, and I'm that's where we're going to set up shop. So what I need you guys to do, there is a direct shot, but I don't want you guys to go that way because of the fucking exchange.
Yeah.
Driss told me you ran into them already. Yeah, our beef with the exchange goes back centuries. They've just been after the Hutt families for years trying to encroach on our space, and I'm just tired of them. So what we're going to do is you're going to go around through the Dune Sea, and we're going to go through Beggar's Canyon, and you're going to go out through the Dune Sea, and you're going to make your way over to Mos Eisley. All right.
How long is this trip you're talking about?
Well, with all that space, you're only going to be able to go about 10 miles an hour through the desert, and it's about 95 miles. So
it was a day.
It could take you a day. Do plan on it taking a little bit longer.
Why aren't you just airlifting it over there?
Because, again, the exchange, they're everywhere. There's no way that we'd be able to get a ship into the spaceport that wouldn't go in and confiscate all of our stuff and kill my men. So we're going the back route. You're going to go around, and you're going to sneak in. And you're going to sneak into the city, and you're going to sneak it in.
Is there any way that they could know about this caravan that we'd be taking? Because they already knew we were here to meet with you, so you may have... like an informant.
I hope not.
You got more leaks than our penis spot.
I think you definitely have an informant.
That's impossible. All of my men have been vetted.
They knew we were here.
Well,
then I think you need a new vet, because you got some leaks.
I swear, if there's anybody who's leaking information, I will fucking rip their heads off myself. And I'll dip it in this bantha butter. And then I will eat it.
That'd probably be good, like, for real.
And then when I shit their head out, I'll bronze it. And put it on my mantle.
This guy's got some style.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
So in the morning, we've got some suites for you guys to stay in for the night.
Oh.
Sweet.
Sweets.
Hey.
Some sweets? Like they taste good?
No, you fucking idiot.
I mean, you said sweets.
Yeah, a suite. Like a room with a bed and a living area and a little kitchenette and a fucking bathroom.
The bathroom is specifically for fucking, or
you can fuck wherever you want. I don't really care. Might I add, bantha butter is good for a lot of things, including a lubricant.
Chub Rub wants to buy some bantha butter.
you don't have to buy any. I'll just give you a tub. Hold on.
Nice. I'm gonna put it in my pocket with my meat.
Briss, go get that bantha butter.
Okay.
I'm putting this in my inventory.
just you see him like, oh man, like, fuck. He disappears. He comes back and he's got a huge fucking tub of it. And he's just like, poof, puts it down in front of you.
I'm just gonna grab a handful and put it in my pocket.
Oh, God. You're nasty.
So gross. Same pocket?
Yeah.
With the meat?
With the meat? Yeah.
It's got buttered meat.
It's so hot outside. It's so hot outside.
You can't bring that on the trip. I'm sorry. You can't bring that on the trip.
If he gets this on the couch, I'm going to lose my lid.
The exchange will smell us miles away.
All right. Okay, we accept.
So tomorrow morning, I need you to go down to the hangars where young Thorben Das is working. He's the engineer I told you about earlier that's made some of these pod racers. Incredibly talented. He's a Bith. He's the only Bith we have here. So, just look for him. He's kind of young, but I want him to go with you guys just in case anything happens to these land speeders. They're, you know, that he made them. They're specially modified.
Bet you he's the informant.
I promise. Oh. I absolutely promise you, he's not.
Mm-hmm. We'll see when I get back.
Okay.
Hey man, look. I trust him on the bantha butter. I trust him on this.
That are bigger than you, Mark Kenobi.
What's that?
You really got it.
You should stop poking things that are bigger than you.
Sorry, I just got this lightsaber and I got a lot of confidence.
Let's see.
All right, any questions from you guys? Do we get
anything from you for doing the spice run?
Well, yeah.
A million credits.
A million credits. Is there credits from you?
No. Fuck no. Fuck no. Oh, yeah. Jesus. Fuck no.
Is there no reward?
The reward is I give you the information that you need
to get
the load bagger for my cousin. He's the one that'll give you the million credits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do this.
I was just kind of hoping for something a little nice.
Well, fuck you. So
hey,
listen, we're the one doing the dangerous job here.
If you don't do it, I'll find someone else. Fuck.
Yeah, we're merkin. Right. We're merkin.
All right. So at that point, you guys are shown up to your rooms. It's just like a collection of like suites, like all kind of like next to each other. They all have the door that open to each one, so you guys can just open it up and have a chain of rooms.
Oh, that's dangerous.
And
name.
What?
It's a dangerous thing.
I mean, but you can shut the door and lock the door and be by yourself if you want to. Also, if you don't want to like hang out with your friends. It's cool.
Furniture up against it. There's a jump rug.
Okay, so I'm just gonna go ahead and say that you guys, you go to your rooms, you do whatever you do, and you go to sleep. We wake up the next morning at the break of day, whatever you call it, the two suns are rising over Tatooine. Willie gets up an hour before everyone else and does his beard and mustache.
I come to breakfast with four curlers, two in my mustache and two in my eyebrows.
And one big one in your beard.
It's a rolling pin.
Chub rub?
It's just a rolling pin. He had to make it himself.
Yeah, Chub rub is going to imitate Willie Roma and try and like crease up his fur into like a little mustache.
You're gonna use some of that butter for it?
Yeah, just use
the butter.
Okay.
That's my little flatter.
He's rolled meat into his
his curlers.
Yeah.
Gross.
It's very adorable
he
that he's trying to
and
imitate
he
us.
Eats it.
I mean, if you want, when I get my good stuff, you can have this old can of wax if you want.
Butter works.
I mean, butter sure, works. But you're using up all your butter.
And I can get more.
If I get hungry, have a snack. Tub. He took the tub with him.
You literally took a shower last night, and you're now dirty again.
What? This is style. I'm trying to assimilate.
Meat and butter beard.
I'm trying to assimilate into the culture by, you know, looking suave, you know.
All right.
You reek.
You don't smell too good yourself, motherfucker.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Fuck, yeah. When's the last time you
started at the breakfast
anybody?
Table.
I'm always clean.
Oh, yeah. For sure. All right. So you guys gather together, and you take the elevator down to the hangar bay where they keep all the pod racers and stuff. So you can see you guys are walking past a bunch of dope-ass pod racers. They're getting cleaned and ready for that day's races.
Nice.
Which you guys are going to miss because I'm going to do that shit again.
I'm out of money, so.
Close to the entrance, I guess the exit also of the hangar bay, you see there are three speeders, and they have just a bunch of like crates and stuff on the back. And next to one of them, you see there's a Bith, and he is working. He's just working on one of the engines, just kind of making some final tune-ups.
I'm going to sneak over to him and see what he's working on.
Okay.
18.
Okay, so he doesn't see you. He's just creeping
behind. Is he under it working on it? Or like,
no, he's got like a panel open on the side, and he's just kind of sitting there working.
He's just stand like directly next to him, like right across.
Okay.
What he's doing.
He does not notice you.
Hey, Thorbin.
He like turns and looks. He's like, oh, hey, guys.
Hey, we're the party here to meet you up.
Oh, nice. Well, these are the speeders we're going to take. You can see they're already loaded up and ready to go. Just making some final tune-ups here.
And I say, Bith, please. Hi, I'm Kale. I'm kind of the jokester of the group. And then scoop back.
That's funny.
Does he smell it?
I've heard that one before.
Does he smell at all like the syndicate people we fought before?
Nope.
Okay.
What are you doing to the ships here?
I'm just making some final adjustments. They seem to be running a little bit slower. I just want to make sure that we can get this over with because this is... It's going to be maybe a day or two out in the desert, and that sounds like balls. I do have trackers on them that way that Mardosh knows where we are, just to verify, okay. You know, that you guys aren't going to fuck us over. So,
hey, thanks. What's up? Mark Kenobi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
I'm the Jedi of the group.
That's cool. I guess you just go around telling everyone that?
What's that?
Just doesn't seem like something you should just go.
Look at this.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah.
It's a lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm Willie Rowe.
Everywhere.
Nice to meet you.
Shake his hand.
Hi.
If he allows me.
Yeah.
Do you know me?
I have a little greasy hand. Sorry. Just working on the... Do I know you?
Yeah.
I've just met you. So
no, I know, but do I have a recognizable face?
No.
Okay. I think we're all right, Mark Kenobi.
Yeah.
Oh, you can say hi, but I can't?
You said hi.
Yeah,
I did.
You said hi, so hi, other guys.
I was just saying hi to him, because I wanted him to know me.
Yeah.
And then he's...
Sawbone over here.
Sawbone, hi, what's up? And then, holy shit! Oh, my God. Oh, where the fuck did you come from? What are you?
Oh, none of your damn business.
Oh, Wow. Okay. That's very aggressive.
That's our furry
He's
friend.
Grumpy He's grumpy as who he yeah. is.
He's a grumpy bear. Grumpy. I guess there's three of them. There's six of us. So if we just want...
I'm not
just,
riding bitch.
I guess, I mean, I don't know who...
Oh, that's funny.
Thanks.
High five.
Kale.
I mean,
judge of the group.
Can you, you can pilot one of these, right?
I would rather not, but I guess whoever's the pilot.
I mean, that's the three of us.
I was
then.
Told that some of you were pilots, so the three yep. of you, and then we'll split up amongst.
All right, who's riding with who? Because you should drive, I'll drive.
I'll hop with Kale.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey, Mark Kenobi, you want to go with me?
You said no to me? You said no to me?
It's been a while since Willie and I caught up.
But you instantly said, okay.
I mean, I just asked you if you wanted to go with me.
Yeah, I'll ride with you, I guess.
No. If you don't want to go with me,
no,
then
I will.
You can stay your ass here.
Listen, I was just a little butthurt a little bit because
I'm not, I was just trying to extend a nice thing
no,
to you.
And I
you
appreciate
just
re- that. Yeah. You know, for a tough guy, you're a real pussy.
Hey, I asked you to go with me.
All right,
and you just didn't care.
Hey guys, this is like the beginning of the mission. Let's
reset because you don't want to start it off on the wrong foot.
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. All right, so who am I riding with?
You can ride with me.
Okay, gotcha. Cool.
Whenever we climb into the seat, I'm gonna look at him and take out a stick of detonite and just like set it right in between us and just look at him.
Holy shit.
If you fuck with me,
I'm not going to.
He's
this is very
super
rude.
Nice.
All right,
poor guy.
God.
Okay, so you guys all jump in the speeders, and what you're looking at here is the map of the Dune Sea, and pretty much what you're gonna be doing is you're gonna be there's like a mountain range that splits the Dune Sea from I forget exactly what it's called, but it's just a big open area that there's a lot of traffic in between all the various cities and stuff on Tatooine. Hmm. So you guys are going around the back way. Every square is 5 miles. So you can pretty much guess like every single one like line in a block is like 5 miles right. of that, just about.
Let's Oregon Trail this motherfucker.
You guys head out. You're in, it's not Beggar's Canyon. That's actually in the canyon next to it. It's kind of like this weird... where you're coming out. Yeah, so that's where you're kind of going through one of these canyons. Will you roll a perception for me?
23.
18. Okay. The three of you, they rolled like the 23, 23, and the 18. You see, waiting for you. You see two humans, a Twi'lek and two Aqualish.
Damn.
And they have their fucking weapons pointed at you.
They waiting.
And there's no way around them. So, right. But you guys do see them, so you do have an advantage.
So we can do a full like that. Like, we have
you guys have
now.
Surprise, so you guys can move and you can attack or shoot or whatever.
Because we're still stealthy, right?
Yeah, they can't. They are not. They did not expect to be seen. So you guys have like a quick
set.
Yeah, they know you're coming, but they don't expect you to attack. Okay.
Emil, this guy, this far right one.
Okay.
From our side,
that's a human. Okay.
Okay. Yell him to get out of our way.
Okay.
That's a 19 against will defense.
Yeah, that works. Oh, you castigated him. Okay, so he's got a -2 and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kale, what are you going to do? You going to do something?
Yeah, I probably should jump out of the car if we're going to battle these bad boys.
Don't you have a jetpack?
You could.
Yeah, I mean, I could fly up.
Okay.
Don't go further than the first cart.
13. Jetpack above every
piloting,
over.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a move, so you should be able to attack somebody.
Yeah, it's been working so far. I'm gonna attack the guy who has lower defenses.
Blast him.
Yeah, I'm just gonna shoot straight. So 10.
Yeah,
9 plus what?
11 damage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, you took him down on the condition track of that one.
Okay, so that bomb I had in the front seat, I'm going to use the force and hit just chuck it right at the square the Wookiee's in.
Okay, the Wookiee is the Twi'lek.
The Wookiee's the Twi'lek.
You guys are out of the blast zone,
yeah.
So you should be fine.
So this is just to put it on the square with the Wookiee, so I've just got to hit 15.
That's a Twi'lek, bruh.
Yeah.
Sorry, Twi'lek. Okay. 9 plus 15, so it's there.
Yeah.
And then can I use my move action and just boop?
Yeah. So it looks like it's going to hit maybe the human and the Aqualish.
Yeah, looks like they'll get those three. How much damage?
18.
18 damage?
How was it?
So the explosion sends the human and the Aqualish on either side of that Twi'lek flying. They both land in unconscious heaps. And then the Twi'lek is down on one knee, but is still alive. He is down on the condition track.
You don't fuck with Spectre 5.
So then it's Thorbin's turn.
So he'll take a pot shot.
It's a 19 on that.
That hits.
So,
way okay. to go, Thorbs.
So that's
nice, Thorbin.
11 damage.
All right.
Oh, ha, that he's dead.
Nice. Damn. Yeah, dead.
Thorbin put one right in his dome.
Oh gosh.
Thorbin.
Oh, I've never killed anyone before.
Oh, God.
High five, little man.
Thorbin, you're doing wonderfully.
I have an erection?
That's normal. It's okay.
No. That's just a murder boner. You're okay. Fine.
Murder boners.
Oh, my.
You know what? I like you a lot more than I thought I would.
Yeah, you know what?
This Can we adopt this kid? This
will be your day.
Can we adopt this
From now on, this is your the Bith day. It's a happy Bith day.
Yay! Oh, man.
How old are you, by the way?
I'm 13.
So you killed someone at 13.
Yeah.
Great job.
Thank you.
Would you like some congratulatory meat? It's not my penis.
No.
It's
not
my penis. Salmon, you up. You up.
Finish it off. I'm going to take aim and blast that.
Okay. You're shooting at one of the Aqualishes, all right?
Last Aqualish.
11.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To hit.
Mm-hmm.
That hits.
Oh, nice. Roll that damage.
Then 18.
18?
Yeah.
He's dead. He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just take a chunk of his head off.
Uh-huh. Means there's just one left.
Well, two unconscious.
Yeah, unconscious but dying quickly.
Mark and Obi, it's your turn.
I'm gonna walk like a badass.
Okay.
Up to that twee-twee.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm gonna fucking swing.
All right. Please do not whiff and miss. Because that would be amazing.
A 13.
13.
That hits.
Nice. Roll that damage.
Roll for damn.
Ooh.
Yeah, you take his head off.
Force high five.
Zoom. Yeah. No more head.
All right, so there are two unconscious dudes that you guys, I guess, can coup de grace at this point.
Oh, yeah, Chub Rub calls dibs on that.
Okay.
And you can, at this point, I guess, scavenge their bodies.
Yes, and I will put together another loot list.
All right. I will go ahead and say, while you are scavenging, you see one of them has like a tattoo on his arm, and it says, let's say it's one of the humans, exchange for life with a 4, and it's LYF for life.
Fucking exchange.
Oh my God. After you guys loot all the stuff and you pull the teeth or whatever else you're doing.
You know, Thorbin, in my culture, today is the day you're a man.
That's exciting. We don't fight a lot. That was really crazy. I'm sure I'm the first Bith that's ever killed anybody. That's a lot of fun. Oh, holy shit, I don't know why we don't do this more.
It's fun, right?
We're pretty much just like musicians and scientists. It's kind of boring.
It's not boring being a scientist.
Well, teach their own, I guess.
You wanna come with us when we're done here?
I mean, that would be cool, but I mean, Marash pays me a lot of money.
That's true.
To fix these ships and stuff for him.
All I can offer you is human meat.
One more thing. I wanted to cut off the tattoo and the skin with the tattoo on it, and then use survival to like cure it and dry it and keep it.
Okay. Sure, you do that. It's weird, and everyone's weirded out by it.
We should probably be moving along, Chub, yeah. Rub.
Why are you still back there, 5 miles away?
Yeah. Okay, let's do another piloting check, my three pilots.
17.
All right. I'm sorry, not a modifier. Mine's 4.
Nope. Oh, it was a 4?
Without a modifier.
Fuck.
So sorry. Too.
And you're in the very last?
Yeah, I'm the last one.
Okay. Oh, wait, you rolled a 17? Shit. Yeah. No problem. You didn't lose any time. You're just like, just over it. But, unfortunately,
move at the speed of our slowest.
Yeah, you have to wait for them to get up.
Well, wait for him.
Right, so it takes you an hour to get up there. They rolled a futile 4. It takes them 2 hours. It is now noon. You guys can just keep moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thorbin packed some lunches for you guys, so you guys just eat some little sandwiches that he made. You guys move another 2 squares, please. In the front, whoever's in the front now. Chub Rub, make a perception check.
Chub Rub perceives with a nat 20.
Okay, nat 20. You see there are some womp rats nearby, but you are able to point them out to your team, and you guys just avoid them and keep on moving. So move another two squares, please.
I want to make a quick check of this data pad. I don't want to delve into it too far, but I want to see generally what's on it.
It's just like there's someone's like Facebook account. Nothing interesting. Dude looked like a fucking loser. He played some tabletop games with his friends.
What a weirdo. Though.
Yeah, what a loser. What?
Nothing exchange related, though.
Nope, nothing you can see. It was kind of like a personal data pad.
For sure.
And if there had been anything, it would have been encrypted anyways. You wouldn't have been able to get to it. Everybody do a perception check. 28. All right. You see behind you, as you're checking stuff out, you see there is a sandstorm blowing your way. Like, just headed your way. But
we forgot to check the weather reports.
You alert them, and you guys are able to outrun it. You don't get caught up in it. So,
man,
totally
more.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. All good.
If you will move up to the next X. What you see right there, where it kind of dents in on the map, right there, that leads, you can see, it was like a canyon that kind of goes down. Just kind of, it veers off. It's off your path. But you see a lot of bones. A lot of bantha bones.
Maybe our jetpack-wearing friends can scout ahead.
And you hear, in the distance, just echoing just a... So you guys want to make a perception check?
27 perception.
Okay.
16 galactic lore.
Okay.
Or I guess you, life sciences.
Sure. You recognize that from some holo recordings from your time at college. It was a crate dragon.
That can't be good.
It's a dragon that steals crates.
Yeah, it's, yes.
It's a dragon that steals crates, and we have so many crates.
We have, like, so many crates.
We need to get away from them.
More than two.
Crates. There are expensive pearls inside these crate dragons.
Oh, man, we could go take on a crate dragon.
But I don't think we can take I don't think,
I don't
we,
think
can
we can take
on a crate dragon.
Crate.
No.
Yes, are you sure?
I yell at the crate dragon.
Let's fucking take it on.
I mean, if y'all really want to...
Can we leave Biff with the ships?
Pretty big. I can stay behind if you want. I mean, they're kind of fucking scary.
So what are you guys going to do? You guys going to go, you can follow the canyon down. It's not too far down. It's probably about a mile or 5 miles down, like through the canyon down there. If you guys want to just venture down there and check out the crate dragons and stuff. Obviously, you can get far enough away to see how many there are, if it's worth going against.
Somebody want to scout?
Yeah, I was going to say, someone with a jetpack could easily scout that out for us.
Go scout it.
I can go scout it. I got a jetpack. Okay. I got awesome perception.
Binoculars and a jetpack.
I hand my electro binoculars to
whoever's
Binoculars.
I have binoculars already.
And I take the other.
You see there are... there are like two mid-sized, like not very big. I mean, they're big because they're fucking dragons.
Yeah, it's a crate dragon. But
a normal crate dragon or a full-grown crate dragon is 30 meters long. The ones y'all are looking at are fairly small. The ones he's describing are about 2 meters long.
Oh. And are you going to relay back to us what you see?
I see two crate dragons. They look to be about... Two meters long?
Yeah.
So they're like 8 feet.
Little babies.
Where's the mama?
It's true. Those are baby crates, y'all. This is dangerous territory.
I say, let's do it. So I get out and I start running as fast as I can.
I yell, no, Mark Kenobi. No,
he's just Leroy Jenkins.
No, Mark Kenobi.
You took Leroy Jenkins.
You did. No.
Mark Kenobi.
God damn it, Mark Kenobi.
All right.
Running lightsaber out.
That is a dangerous thing to do.
Do I have... Sabers out for Harambe.
Okay, so you guys are far enough away that they don't, like, smell you yet. So you guys have a chance to stealth up on them if you want to try to stealth and get better shots. Okay, so there's two rocks right there that you guys can use to stealth behind. There's also, like, again, bones and stuff everywhere, but you probably won't really be able to hide behind them because, like, rib cages and stuff, right?
I mean, I could.
Yeah, you could. And that's at the mouth of the cave. And they're just kind of lounging outside, just basking in the warmth of the sun.
Okay.
As lizards do.
Before we go up there, I'm going to take this anti-personnel mine that I have.
Okay.
And I'm going to put some strips of meat on it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take Synthrope and lash it to it.
Okay.
So there's meat on the mine.
Sure.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, then I'm going to stealth
up there. That meat came in handy.
I'm going to pull out my needler before we get up there.
Okay, perfect.
Pull out my gun.
My lightsaber's at the ready.
All right. All right, so what are you guys doing? You guys, again, they don't see you. You have a chance to kind of like to stealth and hide.
Actually, he's going to come pick me up, and okay. I'm gonna put the meat on a normal detonite and on the AP mine.
Wow. All right. Perfect. Holy shit. You're going to blow them to smithereens.
Ridiculous.
So,
I'm going
to... Not what we wanted that detonite to be used for, but okay.
I've got two more.
Wait a second.
Uh-huh.
That's a 17 life sciences to see if that... Like pearls inside are gonna get destroyed by the.
No, they're hardy. Those are some hardy fucking super crystals.
Yeah. Making sure.
You can use them as a lightsaber focus crystal.
For sure. I'm just making sure.
All right, so you're gonna.
He's gonna get on.
Okay.
I'm gonna jetpack up.
All right, I need a piloting check from you, because now you've also got a person on you.
That is a 27.
Okay, you're nice. Good. So you get up there. Solid. You get up high enough where they can like they. I'm as good. They see you. But they don't know what the fuck you are, and you're so high up, they're not interested.
They're just like, oh.
Well, yeah, it's like a bird flying over sort of thing. We're like, oh, that's cool.
Right.
But they're so small that they know they can't reach you, so they're not going to bother. So they just kind of put their heads back down and ignore you.
So while I'm up, I'm gonna take my... I'll let you do the blow-up first, and then I'll take mine.
Mark Kenobi, do you want to get in place? Do you want to try and sneak up? Or do you want me to start the blast and then let
and
you...
And then you go in. That's probably a safe bet, so you don't
get hurt. Yeah, get the blast going.
All right. I'm going to drop the mine first.
Okay.
I'm not going
to
move the
game. I'm going to use the force to just, like, bring it and like right above the ground and then, like, activate it and set it on the ground.
Okay.
And I'm going to put it...
Okay, so you put it just a couple of meters in front of them?
Yeah, when that mine detonates, it'll do a cone in the direction of, like, the...
What about the detonite? The detonite... Was
I haven't dropped that yet. Yeah, I mean,
maybe
I could... I'll go ahead...
For Mama Dragon.
I mean, I can just drop the detonite. No, I can just drop the detonite. That's stable. I can just drop it.
I'm not going to use it. You can just waste. Drop it and you can just drop it. Once that other one goes off, it lands, it should activate it. Yeah. Okay, perfect. They hear it, they see it, they start to smell it. And they're animals. Of course they're going to go.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like, they're going to go.
Yeah, it's meat. They're so wanting meat.
Yeah, so they both kind of just run up on it. I guess we're all damaged because it's a fucking mine. Like, I don't know.
This is going to be fun. Damage.
So wait, that's a mine and detonite?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus
so
fuck.
Fucking damage.
Just the mine did 30.
Keep going.
13 on the detonite.
Yeah, after the explosion and the dust and sand settles... you just see two charred carcasses.
Well, that was easy.
Like
bro, basically. There's pieces of them everywhere. There's just chunks of Krayt Dragon are raining down upon the group because of how big that explosion
was. I was just thinking of that scene in Tremors when they just...
Right.
Yeah, basically.
I can't just hear anything. Everywhere.
Everyone's deaf. Guts are everywhere. It's mayhem. You guys see that? Holy shit.
What? I am pretty sure we alerted the entire desert.
Is there a mother
dragon that's
coming out of
this
cave now?
You definitely alerted something larger deeper
inside of
the
cave. And you hear the a wild like wail, just this loud roar, and it knows what just happened to its babies.
A mother knows.
And out from the cave
comes a 9 meter long Krayt dragon.
Right.
So still not full grown, but fucking huge to y'all.
I'm gonna go ahead and get out more detonite
because it is focused on its dead babies when it comes out. It doesn't necessarily see you guys through like the dust and stuff. So we will give you guys an attack round, a sneak attack round as it's coming out. We'll go in order around the table. Ross, you are up.
All right, then I'm just going to shoot at it with my needler. Ooh, a 16.
Miss.
All right, Kale, it's your turn.
Yeah, I'm going to aim and shoot. 9. Yeah.
Okay, that's a miss for sure.
Whoops.
We're still like flying above,
uh-huh.
Right? I'm just going to take a thermal detonator out, arm it, and drop it right on it.
Okay.
31 points of damage.
Oh, ouch. Okay, yeah, that blasted a chunk in its back.
Yeah.
Knocked it down one on the condition track.
Sawbone.
I'm going to take aim and blast that dragon right in the face.
Do it.
Hey, guys, if it bleeds, we can kill it.
That's a miss. No, that's a hit.
Condition.
That's a hit.
And, yeah. it can't see us, or it doesn't know we're there.
11.
13.
13.
13 damage. It roars at you.
I got to charge up on it.
All right.
Swing for the fences.
Swinging its legs.
Swinging its leg.
Oh, fuck.
23 to hit. That's a hit.
Slice it.
21 damages. Nice. Yeah, you slashed it with your lightsaber. It's now focused on you.
Oh, no.
And now we roll for initiative.
And okay. Initiative.
I really hope we all go first.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, as always, to 8-Bit Saga. We hope that you are continuing to enjoy everything that we have created for you. So this episode is a little bit shorter than some of the other ones. We ran into some audio issues, like, right at the end about where it was cut. I try to make these episodes about, like, an hour long, let's say. And right around the 30-minute point, I was like, okay, where can I cut this? Cool, right there. Let me see what I have left. About 45 minutes. Nifty. Oh, there's about 10 minutes of unusable audio because our system just shit the bed. So I had to cut that 10 minutes out, and we're going to figure out what to do with it or how to get around it. But that's why it's a little bit shorter than it should have been. But thank you again for sticking with us. This is a lot of fun to work on, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. So while I have your ears, why don't you go check out some of the other shows on the 8-Bit Geek Network? We have the flagship show. Is that right? Flagship? I don't fucking know. The 8-Bit Geek. That is where we just talk about nerdy news. You can catch that one. That one records live on Twitch on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of people come in the chat and talk with us about everything that we talk about. 8-Bit Legends, which records on Friday nights on Twitch. Both of these are at twitch.tv, the 8-Bit Geek. And that one's about the CW DC TV shows like Arrow and Flash and Supergirl and all that stuff. We also have Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives, which is a wrestling podcast for all of you wrestling fans out there, hosted by Kevin and Michael. Then we have Brainberry Tarts, a love advice podcast by Rain and Deb. It's a lot of fun, and they are funny and kind of gross ladies. Yeah, I think that's fair. I'm okay with that. And now introducing our newest show, brought to you by Jer, a.k.a. Mark Kenobi, and his friend. I think his name is Steven. I'm terrible. I don't know his name. It's a new show. Forgive me. Called Garbage Day. I think it's just like a sketch comedy podcast thing. I don't really know. It's new. I'll let you know next time. But you can go check it out. All these are available on Audio Boom, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you can get podcasts, pretty much we're there. If you like what you're listening to and you want to help support us, please check out our Patreon over on patreon.com/8bitgeek. For as little as a dollar a month, you can get some cool extra content from the 8-Bit Geek podcast. We are talking about introducing special content from all of our other shows onto our Patreon for all of our patrons. So, you know, some gag reels and stuff like from this show that gets cut out because it either doesn't fit or it's too offensive. That happens a lot. You can also check us out on Facebook at the 8-Bit Geek, Twitter at 8-Bit_Saga. And while you're on Twitter, if you want to share the show, you can do that. And also, if you use the hashtag, it's hashtag 8-Bit Saga, we will name a character after you. We just recorded this last Saturday, and we introduced four characters. Yeah, four characters that were named after people. And when we get to that episode, which will be in a little while, because what you're listening to was recorded in November, so that kind of gives you a time frame. When we get to that episode, I'll make sure that I announce who everyone is, just in case there's any confusion. That being said, let's get back to the show so you guys can enjoy the last, like, 10 minutes because of audio problems.
Yay!
We'll be back with episode 7 on January 27th. So we'll see you guys then. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Sawbones going first again.
I'm gonna shoot him again.
All right.
That is
a
critical
miss.
Wow.
Wasn't it one?
It was a one.
Wicked miss.
Yeah. Just...
It's the great dragon's turn.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it is. He is gonna try and bite you. Okay. He misses his bite. He will swing with both of his claws.
Whoa.
Misses with the first claw.
Wow. You are real quick.
Hey guys, help me! And he hits you with the second claw.
Oh no, Mark Kenobi!
Oh Jesus! No. 14 damage.
Okay. Shit! He's alright.
So guys, I was not prepared for this.
This was a bad idea.
This was not smart. Chub Rub, it's your turn.
You guys are still above it.
Yeah, I'm going to take a blue ball out and just force throw right down into the big gaping hole that I put in his back.
Okay. Jesus.
That is a 21.
Yeah. That hits.
That is a mighty 10.
A mighty 10 damage. It blows up on its back. It roars in pain. Mark and Obi.
Oh. I am I'm going to go with my power attack.
Okay.
You sure you don't want to try and talk your way out of this one?
Maybe mind trick?
15.
Yeah, that hits.
17.
That's a good hit. It's still pissed. Next is Kale. Kale D-Bag. Hey, Kale, can you get this guy, please?
Just shoot it.
Just shoot the thing.
Shooting it.
I want to ride it. Just aim and shoot.
The roll is 7.
Oh.
I'm adding my 5, and then plus 1 because I aimed.
Okay.
That's a miss.
Yeah, great. I'm Bummer. Useless, guys.
Really?
Yeah. Great team to get. Either shot. All right, let's continue.
What was it?
6.
Okay, yeah, you missed. I just wanted to know. For the podcast. Round so people
leader.
Know. He whiffed.
New round. Sawbone.
I'm blasting the fuck out of that dragon.
Do it.
Blast it. Blast it in the face.
That would be 17.
17, you say. Now roll your damage.
Please kill him before he attacks me again.
15.
15?
Yeah.
Yeah. You hit it in the eye, and it collapses.
Yep.
And is dead.
I took down that great dragon.
Oh, my God. Hey. Okay, thank God.
Fist bump.
Thank God, because I was...
The aerial attack always wins.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, how's it going in there?
Hey, we just killed it.
Oh, we just killed it.
We just killed it.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. That's really cool.
I'm going to need some new ropes.
So do we get to, like, plunder the
great
dragon now?
All 3 of them.
And the cave, if you
so
choose.
The teeth are mine.
22 treat injury to do surgery on the crate dragon?
What?
What?
to get the pearl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was gonna say.
What'd you roll? A 23?
22? Actually, sorry, it's a 26 because I have my
visors. Okay, so you guys, so you get 2 small pearls that could be used in lightsabers, and then you get from the mama, and you get 1 large pearl, which you guys can sell. And then on your intercom, or your comms,
hey, do we tell him that we got pearl?
No.
What pearl? No, we hide this, right?
Yeah. He didn't do shit.
From the your comms.
Hey fellas, just listening in. you guys just killed some Kray dragons?
Yeah, we did.
Holy shit. Listen, so I was just running some checks and it turns out there were some bounties on those Kray dragons. Yeah. Listen,
weird.
If you bring some proof of the death, so just take some pictures and all that fun stuff. Dude, you guys can just rack up 30,000 credits if you turn that shit in.
I pull out my space iPhone. Cell phone. iPhone?
Your data pad?
They're just data pads.
Definitely a galaxy.
I take a selfie with the dragons in the background.
Perfect.
we take a group selfie. We all get together.
Group selfie.
Like, everybody.
It's like those shots of like the big game hunters. You guys are all just standing behind it. Just like,
yeah.
Are you feeling okay, Mark Kenobi? Yeah. Do you need me to... Medpack you?
Yeah, I think so. Listen, I'm a little woozy. Mostly emotional, but...
Come here.
Okay, I'm coming.
Let's get back to our... Sawbone, let's get back to our stuff and make sure no one's robbing it.
Yeah, I'm going to head back to the ship after I took the...
speeders?
Speeder. Yeah, okay. After I took the selfie.
Did he heal you?
I'm in process. So...
He's trying.
That is a 27. So I heal him for 15.
All right, so you guys head back. You've got...
We checked out the cave?
No, we haven't.
There wasn't anything in the cave.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Just a bunch of bones.
Hey, bunch of bones.
Hey, Peen. Hey, Peen.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, can you check to see how much that large pearl is worth if we sold something like that?
Listen, the size of that thing, like 300,000 credits, my dudes. So when you get to a cantina or something that has a... Like a bounty board, you can turn it in there and it's just fucking cash.
What about the little ones?
Those are $5,000 a piece.
Okay.
It's about by the time you guys get back to your to the speeders and stuff, Thorben's just hanging out, just waiting. So yeah, you got about maybe an hour or so of daylight left. You guys have entered into the Bantha Plains.
Where the butter's made.
Where the butter's made.
Yeah, that sweet butter.
Where the butter's made.
Can we get some more butter?
Can I get a perception check?
20.
What? Seriously?
26. Not natural 20.
26.
16.
12. 18. Okay. All right, for those who rolled above, let's say an 18, you see on a ridge the reflection of light off of what looks to be like a sniper's scope or something. Seconds later, you hear a loud crack from a rifle in front of you, Sawbone. You see the dirt in the ground kick up in the air as though they're like someone just missed shooting at you. A little further ahead, you guys see three Banthas around a corner, and on their backs are three Tusken Raiders, and the one in the center kind of looking to be like their war chief, kind of just like decked out in some like ceremonial-looking like clothing and stuff. They raise their rifles and gaffy sticks into the air, and they begin to wail at you in Tusken. And then along the hillside where you saw the glint of light, two more sand people stand and bellow at you also. Roll for initiative.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.